Christmas parties can be an opportunity to impress your friends and colleagues with your singing abilities. Just quietly, I hear there will be a few dark horses performing at the Radio National Christmas party this Friday. But can you imagine singing alongside your boss or Peter from accounts or Barbara from IT on a regular basis? My next guest wants to unleash the creativity bottled up in the workplaces of Australia. One of her plans is a series of corporate choirs inspired by the highly successful choir of Hard Knocks. Entrepreneurial soprano Tanya de Jong is the founder of Creativity Australia, one of the many creative projects she's launched in recent years. And she joins me now. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Richard.
You must be
How
the
are
only.
You? Are you feeling creative?
Well, up to a point. You must be the only entrepreneurial soprano in the country. But look, we know about workplace fun runs, even yes. triathlons, but mm-hmm. workplace choirs, that's new, isn't it? Why do workers need to sing?
Look, I think everybody needs to sing. It's good for the soul. It's good for the heart. It connects you to other people. And actually, it does alter your neural pathway so that you feel happier and more able to deal with life's challenges, particularly important at the moment, I think.
Right. So it's good for you. It's good for your employer too.
Oh, very good for your employer, because I think that when people sing, they actually start to unlock some of their creative potential. And all employers are looking for innovation and ideas, and obviously they're looking for their employees to be happy at work, because that's how, you know, they will achieve the most. So it leads to greater productivity and well-being and a sense of connection within the workplace.
So that's the thinking behind, because I know there's one of the big hotels in Melbourne setting up a choir now.
Yes, that's right. Yes, the Sofitel Hotel, who are, you know, very good corporate citizens and very supportive of the arts in any case. They're setting up a choir which is going to involve not only their employees, but a number of employees from other city businesses and migrants from the housing estates of Fitzroy and Collingwood, who are predominantly from Sudan and Cambodia. And the idea is that, you know, everyone will come together over a 40-week period throughout the year and rehearse, and every 3 months they'll have a performance outcome, be it at a local hospital or an aged care home, so they're giving something back. But the reason why the hotel's actually doing it is not only because they want to engage their employees, but they want to identify and train and employ people from that housing estate, because they do have a skills shortage. And so they're looking at that whole sort of bridging social capital equation, which I think's absolutely wonderful. So, and I think it's a great model.
So, yeah, join our choir and you may get a job out of it.
That's right. And, you know, if someone's turning up to the choir regularly and turns up on time and is showing some leadership capabilities and all that sort of thing, you can pretty much imagine that they're going to be a good employee.
What happens when people, because when I was introducing you, I was saying, you know, singing alongside your boss and the chap from accounts and somebody else from IT. What happens when you get people together from different parts of an organisation and they sing together?
Well, I think for a start, just having those conversations across departments is really important, because, you know, we are living very much in a screen culture where people do essentially talk to boxes and screens more than they talk to other people. So you start to have conversations occurring between departments, and that's when ideas do come up and innovations that will help the business to go forwards. And build relationships across departments. But you also see, you know, hidden talents amongst people that you wouldn't expect. So, you know, in the hotel, you know, the chambermaid and the chefs might, you know, be the shining stars, while the marketing, you know, head might look on in awe. And so you get a sort of evening out of the playing field in a sense, and people come forth with their talents. And I think it's not, and certainly it's not about the fact that, you know, some people are talented and should sing in a choir. I think we are all talented creatively. You know, there is a study that was done that showed that children exhibit 98% creative behaviour between the ages of 3 and 5. And then by the time people get to 25, they're exhibiting about 2% creative behaviour. So there's an argument to suggest that we are educating people and then working them out of their creativity. So everyone can do this. We all are creative, and we shouldn't just look at artists and say, oh, artists are the creative ones. We're all creative.
Well, yeah, we are all creative, but some of us are more creative than others, Tanya. I mean, can I get you you to give us a couple of bars of the perfect workplace choir song.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go.
That's Tanya de Jong, who is entrepreneurial soprano and founder of Creative Australia, and we are actually talking to Tanya in between getting her to sing about workplace choirs, which she's getting going. Now, Tanya, one of the things, one of your ideas is the battle of the corporate choirs.
Mm.
How's that going to work?
Well, I guess what our goal is to get a lot of choirs going, not just in corporations, but in organisations and across communities, as we mentioned. And, you know, as you mentioned before, triathlons are very popular in organisations. But the thing is, you know, you do train alone and then you run alone, so you're not really doing it together. So I have this vision, and really that's where Creativity Australia came from, of thousands of people, you know, coming, you know, to Telstra Dome or Vodafone or some other big arena and actually singing together and then competing against one another. And really getting a huge sense of being together and doing this together, and you know, that singing is sort of the way of the future, and that singing can really help us change our worlds and our perception of our lives to be more optimistic. Because, you know, it is a very gloomy time at the moment, and I think we all need a sense of hope and that we can do rather than that we can't do.
Does it follow that if you can get people to sing together harmoniously, they're going to work together better too?
I think so, yeah. I mean, our program is called With One Voice, and that's, you know, a name that we strongly believe in, because, you know, as employers, people want everyone to do the vision thing. They want everyone to sing from the same page of the songbook, so to speak. But at the end of the day, people have to feel like their own voice is heard before they want to sing on the same page of the songbook. So I think that allowing people to find their unique voice and then to sing in harmony with other people will enable them, therefore, to join together and actually, you know, sing unique messages together. And it's quite possible, of course, to write lyrics of songs and write them about the company and then, you know, put them up on YouTube and show the company singing the company song.
Oh, I can imagine all sorts of bad outcomes from that idea though, Tanya, because not everyone can sing like you.
That's true, but that's the whole thing. You know, one of the greatest barriers to this is that people say, oh, but I could never sing, and I say, but everyone can sing it. And it's true, everyone has a voice. And once you start to sing in a choir, it's not just about your voice, it's about everyone's voice doing it together.
Okay. There's at least two parts to this. One is the well-being effect, which you've described.
Yes.
And the other part of it, which you've touched on, is unlocking the creativity that singing brings out in you. And you can apply it, hopefully, you can apply it to your job as well.
Yes, that's right. And see, a lot of companies and organisations talk about being innovative, but they don't actually have any processes in their workplace to harness innovation. And essentially, you can't be innovative unless you develop a creative program, in a sense. And I don't necessarily mean that you have to do singing. I mean, we have a lot of other programs that we're planning for workplaces as well, including art and design and cooking and juggling and you name it. But you do need to have a creative process in your workplace to foster innovation and then actually develop innovative ideas.
Do you think that the workplaces around Australia will take this up? I mean, I'm just wondering about the timing of your launch, because there is this downturn, people are feeling less positive. Mm. And you can imagine some in corporate Australia thinking, well, this is a bit of a luxury, this program.
Mm. It is interesting. We've had so far an enormous amount of interest, not only from corporations but from government departments and educational institutions. And I think that people are looking for answers. I think people are thinking, you know, we can't just keep doing the same thing we've always done because it's not working. And coming out of the command economy that we've had for so long, there is a real need to innovate. You know, when we have a command economy, people do get a bit complacent about thinking outside the square. And so the visionary leaders that I've been talking to are very much going, Tanya, this is such great timing for this initiative, which always gives me a big smile. And it's very interesting. I might quote, there's a company in Canada Sanofi, a pharmaceutical company, and they started to do a lot of innovation and, well, creative programs within their workplace. And it changed not only the culture of the workplace and the well-being of their employees, but really they started to become much more innovative. And there's a real reflection in this quote about the fact that we're not having conversations with one another anymore. We're not communicating properly. And so he says, for a business person, the numbers are the measure of success. If we don't have the numbers, that's the end of the conversation. But if we don't have the conversations, that's the end of the numbers. So it is a paradox. And I suppose that a lot of the organisations we're talking to want to restart the conversations. And this is one way that people can start talking to one another and coming up with creative ideas.
Tanya, good luck with it. And thank you very much for joining us today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
That's Tanya de Jong, who's the founder of Creativity Australia. And we'll leave you with this. And that is a workplace choir, the University of Newcastle Chamber Choir with Angel. And if you've got a choir at your workplace, we'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.